the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Sorry, I'm talking a little slow because I hear so. That's
yeah, you got to back the cans off a little bit. Got a little latency happening, oddly enough, this morning.
Wow.
A little more than usual, it seems, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. How are you doing, Big JD?
I'm doing pretty good. Yourself?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
Other than the fact I can't listen to
but
that.
You can back them off a little bit, no? And
yeah, I'm still listening.
Just to catch a little bit of it in there?
Echoey. It's loud enough, so I'm just going to have
to. Yeah, I wonder why. Sometimes it's different than others, though. And I'm not sure the reason for that exactly, but.
We should.
Anything happening this morning?
Is there anything happening? Well, there's always something
happening.
What's new? Oh, what's new around here?
Yeah.
Actually,
We
both got haircuts. I had my buddy Craig over was last night, and he said he was going to be here this morning. I'm not taking off.
You didn't hide his jacket, did you?
I didn't hide his jacket.
See, you should have.
Didn't
and he would have been here for the show.
He didn't wear one. So, sure enough, I wake up early, too. It was like 8 something. I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to catch him before he leaves.
Gone.
Long gone.
Wow.
And he was sleeping in Jonas's bed, and we had to kick Jonas out, and he's all crabby about it last night. So, he's sleeping on the couch when I woke up. I said, Jonas, go in your own bed. What a crab apple last night. Holy moly.
Jonas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was looking forward to coming home sleeping in his bed, but.
Why was he out?
Pardon me?
He was out.
Oh, he was out last night?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
That's what I mean.
Out and about, carousing, hitting on chicks and stuff.
That's what you do when you're a teenager.
Yeah. How about you?
Nothing much last night to speak of. This morning, a little breakfast with my buddy Eric. Lumberjack Restaurant this morning.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
It's gonna be one of the last, really narrowing down to my last days before I have to actually stop absolutely everything. Food-wise for
that?
The big workout program.
Oh, okay. You're going to dive into
my, that. My treatment plan was approved. I'm sure everybody's well aware of the shoulder saga. The treatment plan's approved. They're waiting for the check. I got some meetings and a few preliminary things to go through in that this week and probably start next Monday or something like that. So I'm legally entitled to work out again. So that's really cool. And I stopped at a Walmart this morning on the way here, actually, to use the facility.
Okay.
And but I saw a couple things in there really cool. They had I think it's a was it a 15 or 17 I'm going to say 15 inch monitor LCD TV monitor with stereo and I didn't stop to look and see exactly what they meant by stereo, whether it was a FM stereo built into it or just stereo speakers and everything on the
right.
thing. And DVD player built in, $229 LCD monitor TV everything. $229. Isn't that great? I think that's pretty neat.
How long is there a warranty?
Sure, they're all made by relatively the same companies and same parts. And you know what I mean? As just about anything else, whether it's Acer or A-Hole or whatever company makes them.
Was it a brand that you ever heard of? No, probably.
No, I didn't even really recall the brand. And they still have the great DVD player that I have there by Philips, the one that just plays everything. That's really cool. I happen to see that as I'm walking down the aisle. They had all these goodies and also walk by, I think, Fruit of the Loom or something, t-shirts. $6.50 for a nice soft cotton shirts, t-shirts. That's
and this a good is the price. Jabbercast brought to you by Walmart.
Yeah, it might as well be, huh? And so I don't know what else. And your buddy Craig was down for anything in particular, just visiting?
He was checking out his cousin has a creative graphic consulting business in Tilbury. And since Craig is unemployed right now, he's in a hiatus.
He's not with the same
he's done.
Company that was sending him all over.
Right. They said, you're gone.
Wow.
Cost cutting.
Cutbacks.
Yeah, cutbacks. All it was has nothing to do with his performance or anything. So he's just in hiatus right now, and he's pretty tight with his cousin. So he went there for a couple of days and just hung out with him while he was at work kind of thing, and tried to either help out or give his opinion about certain things they're doing over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think he's going home today back to Cleveland. So he stopped here last night and grilled up some fish and had a few glasses of wine, and he slept over.
Nice.
Yeah, it was nice. So what about news?
We're going to get into the real deal now.
Anything come across here?
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
So we're in the newsroom. Wait for Lippo to get in. Close the door.
Okay, here we go. All right, let me get my notes.
One thing that I got to say that really upsets me.
What's that?
Is the fact that, I mean, it's just rumored, I guess, at this point maybe, but Windows 7 coming out in 2009. New Windows operating system. Next year. They just came out with one. Or should I say 10 of them?
That's a rumor.
Yeah.
There's no official.
I sure hope so. Yeah. Rumors of an accelerated schedule for Microsoft's next OS abound.
Yeah.
You know Wouldn't why? That be pathetic?
Well, it probably would be pathetic, but you know why that is? Because people just hate Vista. There's like...
You can't. There's I don't know, man. There's no fixing all this. It's beyond repair, all the whole thing, I think.
I don't know. I think that...
Unless they make a fabulous operating system and just release one, and that's it. One for everybody. None of this mishmash of differences between... What is it? Six operating systems that you can choose from of Vista?
Oh, there's six levels different versions
six different versions. Or
I don't know if it's six or five or four, but there's too many.
You know what? It's just stupid.
There's a very intelligent comment.
It's just stupid.
You sound like a teenager when you say
obviously,
that.
I'll never be able to work for Microsoft.
Unless they come up with a really good operating system.
Work for them? The company?
Yeah.
Well, as long as they didn't hear this show, because they're stupid.
But what if they came up with a really good operating system?
My guess is that it would be stupid.
Okay.
For stupids.
But what if they came out with a good operating system?
It's not going to happen.
Okay. I don't know.
It's impossible.
I say that I don't believe that this new operating system is going to happen next year.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not.
I think that a lot of people are still want to hang on to XP.
Yeah, it's all they got to hang on to.
Well, some people are adopting Vista and it's working fine for them, but there's other people who really want to get some work done who it's not fine for, so they go back.
So they buy a Mac.
Or they go back to XP.
How about a new rival for the iTunes store?
Is this the tech news or just news?
This is just news, but MySpace.
Oh, yeah, sure.
MySpace.
Okay.
That wasn't any of your news, was it?
Nope.
But it's, I guess, and that's not a rumor.
No, they're starting
biggest
their own
social networking site. They announced their latest initiative, MySpace Music.
Yeah, who are they hooking up with? Is it say there in your story? They're hooking up with somebody as far as getting the music end of it online. There's some server technology.
I'd have to dig in deeper to find out.
Well, they're just all trying to put music in a place where it's going to be easily accessible. You know, Amazon's got their thing, Unboxed, and that is DRM-free music from all four labels, and it's also 10 cents cheaper for a lot of the songs, and the bitrate's much higher than what you can get on iTunes. And speaking of music online, iTunes just became the number one music retailer, surpassing Walmart as far as music goes. Mm-hmm. And I think Walmart was number one because that's where the people got the
that's
majority.
Where I was this morning.
Yeah, because the majority of the people who were actually buying physical CDs, that's where they would buy them.
Right.
Because Walmart did have an online presence as well, but they got out of it because just they're spending too much money and not getting enough return on it. So they're still just selling their CDs in the store, and they're now number two. So that's the number two place to get your music as far as sales go.
MySpace has teamed up with Sony, BMG, Universal, and Warner.
Right, and EMI is the only one that didn't hook up with them yet. So what does it all mean? It means that... what is that?
No, what does it? What is it?
Oh, it's the pipes. It's pipes the in the studio. So the deal with MySpace is they're trying to capitalize on the online community. Oh, it's your fan.
Yeah, it's my fan.
They're trying to capitalize on the online community to sell music via that route. So
that's it for me.
That's all the news you got. Well, the only piece of news that I want to get to is Charlton Heston.
Save the best for last. Wow. Charlton Heston. Died at 84, huh?
Died at 84, and he was some actor, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Or was he the governor of the state or something?
No, you're talking about Clint Eastwood. Charlton Heston, best known for his roles as the man with no name in the spaghetti westerns, I think. Fistful of Dollars, For a Few Dollars More, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
That's right. He's not best known for that. I didn't even know that.
Oh, I think so.
He's Ben-Hur. He's Moses. He's
Well, sure.
Judah.
He's Ben-Ho. He's Moses.
Ben-Ho.
Hey, what's up?
He was the guy in
Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes, yeah. Do you remember his character name in that in the Planet of the Apes?
Taylor.
Very good.
Yeah. I'm a Planet of the Apes freak.
You kind of look like an ape. Or one of the actors in the
show. Okay.
You would have been good on that show. So, sad to see that. Of course, he was also well known in his later part of his life for being an activist.
NRA guy.
He was the president of the National Revolution. National Rifle Association.
And what was his last movie? Do we know that?
No idea.
I'm almost tempted to say that it was the last Planet of the Apes movie made with Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg. And he was actually one of the apes in this one. Charlton Heston was.
Mark Wahlberg was in the last one? Is that who that was?
Great movie too, yeah. It was really good. So anyway, that's the last thing that I recall of him being in at all.
Did he turn into Marky Mark after that?
And that movie? What? No, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch was like 80s or something. This Planet of the Apes with Mark Wahlberg was 2000.
Oh, okay.
Or so.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So there you have that. And you know what is really neat? I guess we're done our news, but we had a Wicked Angel video put up on YouTube. And somebody had emailed me on YouTube that had seen the video and, you know, was really glad to have seen it and hadn't seen any of that stuff for a long time, was one of my former bass players.
But it wasn't him in the video,
though.
So if you
listen to the show, Larry, hi. Just wanted to say hi. And
get on Yahoo Messenger and say hi for real, and you can talk back to us.
Yeah, username the Jabbercast. But contacted me, said, didn't know it was me, actually, after seeing the video. That, you know, you got more of this stuff, or where'd you get it? That's I'm playing with Jeff and Dave, and, you know, it was my last show with them, 1988. So 20 years ago since I've talked to him. So that's kind of neat.
So he was the bass player in the video.
I'll actually see him probably in a couple weeks.
Oh, cool. Because of this video?
Well, yeah, he's from the States, and he works at Metro Airport, and my ma's got to go back in a couple weeks. So on that day, I'll meet him and bring him some video footage and stuff that he doesn't have. So, and he's got a daughter now, so she really digs watching him and stuff like that. So that'll be kind of neat for him.
And pretty so cool. He is the bass player in that video?
He's the bass player in that video, yeah.
Okay.
So there you go.
YouTube. Yep. Wicked Angel. Mm-hmm. Look it up.
Yeah.
See Big JD.
That's Wicked Angel from Canada. You might want to search specifically because there's a couple of Wicked Angel bands since then. But anyhow, that's kind of neat. So I wanted to say a hey out to Larry Collins.
Hey, Larry.
And I guess we can get into today's show. I was going to say today's procedure. It would be if we were operating on plants or flowers or gardens.
That's right. It would be a procedure. Yeah. How to transplant your tubes.
And our show this week is called Gardening 101 with Big JD and Lippo, professional gardeners extraordinaire, green thumb connoisseurs.
Oh, yeah. Look at me, Mr. Green Thumb guy. My last name's LaPlante.
There you go.
So there must be something about
LaPlante. Gardening. LaPlante. A lot of people call you LaPlante.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's the anglicized version of LaPlante. So, yeah, gardening.
And anglicized being the anglicized version of anglicized.
Yes, Englishize it.
So, Gardening 101. What does gardening mean to you? Do you garden at all?
Not even a little bit.
Nothing, eh?
No.
Never transplanted anything? Never planted a seed in your day?
I grew some pot. There you go. Yeah. Got some plants cooking, and it's... To me, it's just not something that I enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. It seems like just work for me. I'd rather just go buy the package and bring it home, cook it up, whatever it is. Bag of potatoes or the bag of carrots or not or bagged.
The bag of whatever.
The bag of whatever, yeah.
Sure.
Exactly. How about you?
No, I really don't garden per se. You know, I recently sold income property I had, and I used to live at it at one time, and there was a spot in the back that looked like a square where somebody had made a garden at one time, and I always thought, I'm going to make a garden back there. It's going to be cool. I'm going to hang out back there and, you know, make my little rows or whatever, and I never did do it in the 12 years I owned that place. Never planted a thing.
Did you have a rototiller?
Did I have a rototiller? What's a rototiller?
Okay. We have a rototiller. My wife gardens, and we have a tiller, and that's what you got to have to.
You have a large size garden, or how big is the rototiller? Like I know there's, I've seen pretty big size ones. Is it?
That's a pretty big one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How does it run? Gas or
gasoline?
Something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Gas powered.
She's an avid gardener.
Pretty much. Yeah. She has a herb garden next to the pool, and we grew our tomatillos and jalapenos out in the front garden.
Do you, consider plants and flowers gardening?
Positively.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, okay. She did grow some flowers in and around her herb garden as well.
They seem like two different worlds, gardening for vegetables and gardening, you know, your everyday gardening in their front lawn, like cutting your lawn. Is that part of the gardening?
No, that's yard work.
Yard maintenance isn't included in gardening, you don't think?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Well, we both had the opportunity to sit down and talk to a few different people about gardening and their take on gardening.
Exactly.
Different aspects of gardening.
Sure.
And so it'll take up a good portion of the show today, actually.
Yes.
You know, we got one interview is about 15 minutes, another one's 11, another one's 7. And, you know, you and I are obviously not gardeners. And so it's, you know, a lot of it's best explained by others.
For sure.
But of course, with our take on questions and whatnot. So I think that's where all the flavor will come from, if you will.
I think you're right.
So maybe we could get into one of those particular interviews right now. And this is one I had the chance to talk to Mike Delisle from T&D Yard Maintenance. Mm-hmm. And so I did talk to him a little bit about yard maintenance, how that fits in with the whole thing, and then about, you know, gardening itself and some different things about flowers and plants and things, and kind of get his take from a more professional standpoint, mm-hmm. I suppose you would say. So yep. We'll get into a station ID and
I'll go make a cup of tea while this is a 15 or the 7 minute one?
This is a 15 minute, actually 13 and a half minutes, say, interview with Mike Delisle from T&D Yard.
I'll go put the kettle on.
Okay.
You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR. If you've been to the WKBR website at WKBR.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows on WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo.
Okay, I had the opportunity to sit down and talk to Michael Delisle, who is the owner and operator of T&D Yard Maintenance. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Good afternoon.
Our show this week is called Gardening 101, so it's some basic gardening. I would have to say I'm not much of a gardener myself. I don't live in a house, so I don't actually have a yard, so I don't really do any yard work, and there are probably a lot of people that just don't garden or maybe would like to and don't really know much about it. So if I could just ask you some questions about, you know, gardening in general and landscaping itself, you know, and even sure. The yard maintenance thing. Gardening itself, what is gardening, or what's that term kind of mean to you?
It just means it's the practice of growing plants, you know, for their attractiveness, you know, for flowers, foliage, or you can do vegetable gardens or fruit, you know, all for eating. It's just a good human activity used to produce edible foods.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, growing your own foods. Gardens themselves, the way that you plant things in rows and the care of the garden, and gardens as far as the landscaping is concerned in the garden area and putting ponds in and things like that, is that kind of considered a garden or garden area, or is that something a little bit different when you start adding the ponds and all that thing to it? Or
yeah, you know, you can do that. The most important consideration in garden design is hard is what you're going to use it for. In a way, the garden space will connect to the home or other structures in the surrounding area.
I guess so. I mean, if you're planting food, you're planting a vegetable garden or something, you're always going to see that in rows, I guess, the same types of plants. But if somebody's planting flowers, obviously not. Would you normally plant certain flowers in a row and another row of flowers next to them? Doesn't it usually people put those in bunches, kind of?
I guess it kind of depends on what the look is you're looking for. I mean, ideally, you want to leave them far enough apart so you can get in and out of there without stepping on the plants when you're cleaning up the weeds and whatnot to make it look better.
You mentioned weeds. It seems like weeds can grow in any kind of soil, whereas plants or some certain particular flowers maybe are more difficult to grow in the same kind of soil that weeds could grow in.
I guess you could say that. I mean, obviously the soil is just where the roots of the plants grow.
Is it harder to grow certain plants or flowers in somebody's everyday soil out in front of their house, or do you usually have to treat it or something? Or
not really. You just got to make sure it's clean and it's well fed. I mean, watering is very important. Weeds grow just like anything else. Unfortunately, they seem to grow better, but that's besides the point. It's still earth and it's the soil, and it's up to you to make sure it's clean so that the rest of your plants or garden can grow.
Seasonal planting, outdoors, different kinds of flowers, plants for certain seasons. And I hear a lot of times, you know, like I said, I don't know that much myself about gardening. Obviously, by the time our show's over, I'm going to know a lot more. But I hear a lot of people talk about perennials, and which I'm assuming are easy plants, or they come out every year at a certain time, and they're maybe less maintenance. Is that right? Or?
Well, yeah. You still got to cut them down during the winter. You got to make sure it's clean. But, you know, they grow and bloom over the spring and summer, and then they die back every winter. They come back in the spring by the rootstock rather than seeding themselves as annuals do. Now, annuals, on the contrary, it's a plant that germinates and dies in 1 year. True annuals only live longer than a year if they're prevented from seeding. Otherwise, that's totally up to you. It depends how much time you want to spend in your garden, I guess.
Okay. The difference there, then, again, between seeding and germinating?
Well, your annual plant that germinates flowers, they die in 1 year, so you can do that any way you want. You can transplant them if you buy them from a local store or from a place that grows the plants for you, or mm-hmm. you seed it. It just takes a lot longer with seeding, that's all.
So transplanting and seeding are two different. Obviously, seeding is actually putting the seeds in the ground and waiting for them to grow from scratch.
Yeah, it just takes a lot longer that way, that's all.
Is there any reason why it would be better, except for the length of time, I guess? Or
Price.
Oh, okay.
Or a quarter.
Cheaper to buy seeds.
Oh, yeah, by far. But your garden is much farther down the road than it would be as if you planted already grown plants.
Right. Okay. How about the talking to plants thing? How does that factor into the...
I don't know. Personally, the only plants I talk to are weeds, and I'm sure I can't say this on the air, so I won't.
Okay, yeah, we'd have to beep you out. I don't know, you hear a lot of people, they talk to their plants and they grow better, or they say plants have feelings because they're a living thing. I don't know if, is that anything you've ever even come across as far as information on that kind of thing, or is that just like an old wives' tale or what?
I can't be sure about either one of them, too. I personally don't talk to my plants, I just... Everything that makes it all right for them to grow.
And general maintenance now, let's talk about some general maintenance for your yard and garden and why some people might need a professional to come in, or in general, why folks might hire out, you know, for their lawn care and maintenance needs.
You know what, it depends. If you're going to hire out, it's very expensive, first and foremost. And, I mean, the only thing you're getting out of is your own personal visuals. You're not doing it yourself.
Right.
Personally, I find that if you do it yourself, you get the benefits of it. You know, mm-hmm. you get to make the decision, do it yourself.
Yeah, I guess you can step back and look at it and say, you know, I've created this. Or
that's right. Yeah. I'm doing it because of the exercise, whether I enjoy it or not. I mean, I'm not saying that you wouldn't want to hire me to do it. I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem.
Do you find a lot that it's people that just either maybe don't have the time to do certain work, or is that sometimes, you know, maybe is older folks that, you know, maybe can't do the work anymore? Or do you do like more commercial stuff, or is it usually private?
If you don't have the time, yeah, that's definitely a factor in me doing it. But I'm sure everybody has their different reasons, or, you know, whether they have money or not, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only good for the environment, it's good for your health. And, gee, if you're paying for it, it's still good to look at.
Yeah, sure. And what about equipment? As far as equipment, obviously there's professional equipment is more like this, some of the stuff you have, and maybe we'll get into that a little bit. But for the do-it-yourselfer?
I just find that most of the equipment in a home garden usually is done with hand tools. Mm-hmm. And the amount of money you spend gives you the best quality in the tools that you buy. As simple as that.
Are there some particular more professional tools that you know you would use over the regular do-it-yourselfer or something that... maybe on a larger scale, gets a bigger job done quicker or something like that than most people would have?
I guess.
Bigger mowers and bigger toys?
Oh, well, yeah. I tend to use bigger mowers and bigger things because I do a lot more work. So, right. But, I mean, for the guy at home that's just doing it, now you don't need all that big expensive equipment. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if you can justify it or not.
And besides that, I guess you'd have to have something more industrial because of the amount of work that you do, so...
That's correct. It would just take a whole lot longer.
So what are some, you know, just maybe off the top of your head, a few of the most important things that somebody should consider as far as, you know, taking care of their yard and just have it aesthetically looking pleasing enough? I mean, as far as you hear different things about, you know, obviously mowing, but mulching, rolling, and those kind of things. Are there a few main things that, you know, should kind of be done every year?
Well, you know what I find, what I do for my customers is I tend to roll it when the yard is still somewhat wet, like right around this time of the year, and then I dethatch it. Dethatching is very important because it leaves the ground underneath open and takes out all the dead grass. And right after that, I tend to want to or suggest to overseed it, and then you just give it a chance to grow. Watering is one of your most important thing you can do for any part of your lawn. It's just essential to the success of your garden or your lawn. Mm-hmm. Got to make sure that you don't overdo it or flood it.
So you would initially take care of a lot of these things in the early spring before the summer, I guess. And then what happens through the summer? Would you just, I mean, if you're taking care of this business for somebody, it's just like regular maintenance and care after that?
Yeah, that's right. I usually cut my grass 2 to 3 inches long, and I suggest to my customers that they water their lawn periodically, depending, obviously, on whether it's raining mm-hmm. a lot or not. But in the times that it's not raining, the way I water, you can't feed it enough without watering it.
So you can't overwater?
Oh, you can. If uh-huh. you're flooding it, you can overwater, but the chances are pretty good that you won't.
Okay. Is there any kind of care or preparation before the winter freeze?
I tend to just make sure all the leaves, and I personally on my own properties, I dethatch in the fall too.
Mm-hmm.
But I just make sure it's clean and the grass isn't too long.
Okay, so there's no real care, obviously, through the winter or anything like that. It's just start again in the spring.
That's it.
And what does an ice rink in the wintertime do to your yard?
Makes it real wet.
But will it kill your yard, or is it? Can you still have a nice yard afterward?
Yeah, I guess it depends on what you put or how you build your ice rink. Eh? Like if you're putting a cover down first, then chances are you could kill a lot of the grass. But grass is really durable. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
It'll come back through almost anything besides flat out killing it with some chemical.
And actually, now that you mention that, what about the difference between sodding or planting grass seed? Is one better than the other? Or again, is it just the fact that you're going to have to wait for seed and sod is already grass?
Yeah.
Same
thing. Aesthetically,
sodding
is going to give you that look instantly or close to instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Seeding takes a lot longer, but it gives it a better root base, and you'll find you get a much better, long-lasting, fuller lawn when you seed it. Unfortunately, seeding takes a lot more prep work than sodding. So
okay.
It's relatively more expensive compared to sodding. Sodding is just X amount of rolls, make sure it's flat, and you got a good-looking lawn instantly.
With a yard maintenance business, do you find people have you tending at all to regular gardens, you know, like maybe vegetable garden or anything, or is it mostly, you know, when I think of yard maintenance, I think of something different. I think of the leaves and the grass and the mulching and mowing and that kind of thing. But does anybody actually have you take care of gardens? Do you do that kind of thing? Or
yeah, sometimes that fits into the landscaping part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm taking care of it, I'm there cutting anyway, so it's not a big deal to clean it up and do the cultivation to make sure that more cultivating is the only way to kill weeds. Anyways, you get them when they're nice and young. you just cultivate it, they die, and they turn into food, and it's all good.
If you have a clean garden with just rows of some vegetables, and it's very clean, is it ongoing to get rid of weeds? Like, will weeds come back no matter what somehow? Or
they replant themselves. They blow in from your lawn.
Okay.
Blow in from your neighbor's dirty yard.
All right.
Whatever the case may be. Either way, cultivating is the most important thing. Cultivating and watering.
Okay.
A clean garden, you don't get a whole bunch of... It's not stealing the light, you know, the water and nutrition from vegetables. So it just works better, vegetables or your fruit or whatever you're growing in your garden.
Mm-hmm. Are there any particular flowers or anything that's easier for people to grow, that especially people that aren't normally into gardening, or they want to just start it as a hobby, never done it before maybe? Are there something in particular that they should look at maybe starting with or growing?
Personally, I go with the perennials because every year they just come up by themselves.
Right.
Got to screw around, you know, got to dig. You don't got to plant nothing. They just come up and they look just as pretty as they did the last year. But where it goes and in your garden, in the height, you know, the color and whatnot, it's all decisions that you make as you look, as
right.
you start.
Sort of takes some planning, I suppose.
Well, perennials, they take some planning, but then you don't have to go back to it. Or as annuals, I like to use annuals as a fill-in to your perennials. Because then you can put annuals and you can put them in certain spots that build up the perennials and make it look a little bit lighter or darker or colorful or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Okay. Well, that answers a lot of questions, and I really appreciate your time. Now, T&D Yard Maintenance, can you give us some contact information, or if anybody's interested in maybe, you know, hiring you for their maintenance and that kind of thing, how would they get in touch with you?
Phone number is area code 519-948-2307, and my cell is 519-816-2307. And my name is Mike Delisle. I own and operate T&D Yard Maintenance. We also do cutting, landscaping, sodding, tree trimming. We also do really unique wood privacy fences. But all in all, you know, we just take care of your yard the way you would want it taken care of.
All right, Mike, I really appreciate your time, and thanks for sharing some of your expertise with us here on the Jabbercast.
Thanks a lot, Big JD.
Okay. Interview number one with Mike Delisle from T&D Yard Maintenance. If you're listening, Mike, hey. So,
well, he knew his stuff there, didn't he?
Yeah. His take from a more professional point of view.
Sure. The perennial thing.
Yeah, the perennials, gardening, vegetable gardening, the look, the landscaping, the maintenance, and everything therein.
Nice.
Yeah. So, there you have that. And now we move on to your interview.
Yeah, I, like I said, I had my buddy Craig over yesterday, and he definitely is a proud homeowner. And, of course, part of the thing that goes into that is taking care of what's around your house.
Right.
So he has some flowers and some plants and some vegetables also in and around his yards, front yard and backyard. And so I wanted to get his take on gardening, and as well, my wife, like I said, has a couple gardens here. So I wanted to talk to them both. I wanted to talk to my wife first. I just wanted to ask her the questions, and she goes, no, I don't want to do it. And I goes, well, how about if I record yours and then record Craig's and then pick the better one of the two? And she goes, why don't we just do it together? So that's what I did. I got the micro track on the kitchen table and
cool.
Hit record and asked them some questions that Big JD had formulated for that specific interview. So you want to play it?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're sitting here with Craig and Kim, and we're going to be asking them a couple questions about what they think of gardening. Not necessarily any technical questions, just some psychological angled questions as far as gardening goes. Do you think that gardening can have a therapeutic effect?
I think that it can have a therapeutic effect, yes. Because when I'm out there, I don't have a very extensive garden, but I have herbs, and I have some. Usually each year I plant tomatoes and tomatillos. And it's relaxing. I think my favorite part is when it's harvest time, and you can bring the stuff in that you planted and make a meal out of it and share it with friends. And, yeah, so there's enjoyment in that.
What about you, Kim?
I agree, harvest time. Is the best one. I hate the weeds. That's the only thing I hate about gardening.
What about planting? Like when you're actually planting, you're thinking, I'm in the sunshine, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah, nice weather. You're outside. Fresh air.
Is there some kind of feeling you get when your fingers are in the dirt? Like, you know, is there like, I feel connected to the earth or something like that. No?
No. I mean, I like my little patch of earth there to, you know, to be weed-free and to be healthy-looking. But I don't think I have enough acreage to really feel part of the earth for my little tomatoes.
Well, yeah, sure. Now, you just came back from England. Now, do people actually grow vegetables in their, as they call it, garden? Do they grow gardens in their garden?
As far as I know, they do, yes. I didn't know anyone that had... I knew someone that owned a farm, but it's so overcast and damp there that, you know, I mean, a lot of things grow well because of the moisture, but because of the lack of sunlight, I'm not sure that they have tomatoes like we would have.
Exactly.
But do they have a lot of herb gardens there?
Yes, they do.
Like the really nice plotted out...
Window boxes are big there, you know, so they might be actually growing them inside in the window.
Hmm. All right.
To be honest with you, I didn't see a lot of people's back gardens. And right. You're right. They do call their yard what we in North America call a yard. They call a garden.
Right. Will they have a different name for a garden?
They call it a yard.
Plot. Have you ever searched online for other like-minded individuals as far as gardening goes, or look for help online with any aspect of gardening? So it's like a little...
I have, for sure.
What do you remember?
Looked online for answers about getting rid of pests, grubs in the yard, bugs on your tomatoes.
I've Googled tomatillos. I mentioned them earlier. They're actually, I believe, they're in the grape family, although they look like small green tomatoes with a husk on them. But I've Googled those when a friend gave me some plants that were purple tomatillos.
Right, so I've heard of those.
So I did some research to find out what the differences would be.
Cool. What exactly does gardening mean to you? Is it a growing a vegetable type of garden or growing flowers in your yard or both? Would you consider lawn maintenance and cutting part of gardening at all? It's kind of two questions in one there.
I consider yard cutting and pruning and all that.
Yeah.
Cleaning the bathroom.
It's like cleaning the bathroom. Yeah, as far as yard work goes.
If you gotta do it all, especially.
I think...
Swipe.
I think that now that you mention it, the mowing the lawn and tending to the bushes and that type of activity, when I'm done doing that, I do feel closer to the earth. I feel like that's my little patch of the world. Whereas, like I said before, my vegetables is probably too small of an area. But, yeah, that does bring out the feeling of pride of keeping the thing looking nice and neat and tidy and healthy.
More therapeutic.
For sure. For the plants and for me.
Have you ever used any chemicals or treatments to aid in growing vegetables, or do you just let them grow naturally?
I let them grow naturally. I use natural compost or mulch.
Same with me.
You never use any chemicals?
Only for maybe to get rid of ants.
Okay, well, that's
around there.
Yeah, but not to aid in the growing.
No.
Okay.
No.
Do you look forward to gardening during the cold season? Is it fun or is it more a chore to upkeep for the purpose of vegetables? Would you? There's a lot of questions in here. Would you consider it a hobby or a pastime, or would you grow your own food so you didn't have to purchase it? Wow, there's a lot of questions.
Just there. So, what was the first part?
Do you look forward to gardening during the cold season?
No, I say that during the cold season, it's like a little break. You're on a vacation from it. Then when spring comes, you're all ready to start cutting the grass every other day. Or
it's like taking your kids to the arena kind of thing.
Kind of. You're ready for a little break.
Yeah.
I agree with Kim.
Okay. Does your like for gardening have anything to do with wanting plants or flowers inside?
No.
No.
Okay. Or did like for indoor plants lead to gardening outside, if you have any indoors at all?
No, I think what led me was food, actually. I think the first things that I started growing were things that would make up salsa. You know, the hot peppers and the tomatoes and the oregano and that kind of thing. So that's actually what led me to it.
Cool.
My mom garden, my grandmother garden, I remember being at her house and her saying, okay, go get some radishes, go get some onions. Then we go in and make the salad. And my mom kind of did the same, so.
So, it's funny that both of you guys grow stuff for to make salsa, I know. And I know as far as it goes with us, as soon as you take them off the plant, almost, it's like you're not even wallowing in the harvest yet. You're not really in it yet until the salsa is done. And some people grow cucumbers just to pickle them.
Yeah.
And it's like there's like there's an extension of the garden that comes into the house. And mm-hmm. the final thing isn't done yet until yeah. you actually got it in a jar or a can or whatever. Would you consider it a hobby or a pastime, or would you grow your own food so you didn't have to purchase it?
If I had enough space, I would certainly grow my own food so that I didn't have to purchase it. I think, for one thing, I'm cheap. And if I can grow food that's as good or better or fresher than what I can, than I have to pay for, I would certainly do that. I think that only makes sense. I think that makes sense to a lot of people. It's mm-hmm. just whether or not they can create enough to feed them or their family and how much effort they want to put into it. They want to balance that out. Some people could care less and just want to run down to the store. And it depends on the occasion, too. I mean, if you have to have something right now, then you're going to have to go and purchase it. Unless you're clever enough to arrange your life so that you only eat certain things during certain seasons, which I suppose farmers, and they used to have to do.
Yeah, they had to do that
in the olden days.
Yeah, and for many centuries, that's the way it had to be. There was no changing things. You were saying stuff about having to be an expert, or you have to know.
You have to know. I think I've tried every vegetable there is to grow, and I've never been wonderfully successful in any of them, except for tomatillos.
You don't think your jalapenos were successful?
Yeah, but that's just not something I would use every day. Like, I mean, stuff I would use every day, like beans and corn and carrots. I've tried all that. I've never been able to grow a carrot. Except in the fall, you pull them out and they're about this wide.
Really?
Huge. Short.
I honestly don't think you're going deep enough.
Yeah. See, you gotta know.
Yeah. You gotta have enough.
I like starting stuff from seeds, too, but keeping them alive long enough to get them in your garden.
That seems to be, if you're going to grow something from seed, that seems like another level.
This is the only year I have not done it. I always do it. Always.
Hmm. Always did what?
Start my seeds.
For tomatillos.
And other stuff, flowers and.
Well, now's the time, isn't it?
Yeah, no, you should already start it.
Really?
Yeah.
So why didn't you?
I didn't want to. It's too hard keeping them. You have a million little seedlings, and you end up with six nice ones that you're going to plant. Hope you get a zucchini from it. Or a cantaloupe. Plus all my stuff in my composter. It comes up in the garden.
Oh.
I had a ton of stuff. So I'm not composting right either. Because that shouldn't happen.
You're letting some seeds get in there.
All the seeds can go in there. You have to have it a certain temperature or
something.
My
neighbors had a huge compost thing that they were very successful with, but it grew all kinds of things on the top. They just took it from the bottom, but they had pumpkins and zucchinis and everything growing
out
the top.
Last year, that's what I had. Pumpkins and cantaloupe. Never planted that.
That's perfect when you get something by mistake. You don't have to do anything.
Bonus!
As long as you don't pull it because you think it's a weed.
Right.
You got to know what your little seedlings are.
Pretty much. Yes, you have to know that.
But, you know, you can also get a tomato plant just by throwing your store-bought tomatoes in the composter, and then there you go, a tomato plant comes up.
Positively,
all
a tomato
my tomato
will
plants
come.
Were from compost in my garden this year. I didn't plant anything except for tomatillos. Everything else, when it started coming out, I'd let it get to a certain size and then move it to where I wanted it to be in the garden.
Well, that's all the questions I have for today. I appreciate you guys talking to us, Craig and Kim, on the Jabbercast.
Thanks for having me.
Me too.
And there you go. Lippo's interview. And it's quite apparent that you are not the gardener around the house, because she refers to the compost as her compost. composter, whatever the thing is.
Yep.
And her garden.
Yep, it's all her. And you notice she took the swipe at me there when she says, when you have to do all the yard work, exactly. It's hard.
I think she was lumping up the house work as well. Or do you do a share of that yourself?
I do more housework than I do gardening work, that's for sure.
Well, you got kids that are of age now to take care of a lot of the things for you, as far as lawn cutting and all that, right?
I need an actual whip, a physical whip to whip them, to get them to do stuff. It's insane. But I think Kim enjoys it outside. Like, I don't think she'd let me cut the grass. She wants to sit on that lawnmower and drive and cut the grass and do all that stuff.
Well, I would think that some of that stuff would be fun out here, as opposed to the usual city living where we didn't have a big lawn like you guys have and stuff like that. It'd be fun for a while, I think, anyway.
I was going to say, come on over. And
after a couple times of cutting it, I'd want to just hang out in the hammock while...
Hammock, yes.
The old lady does all the work.
The old lady.
Your mother.
I was going to say, does your grandmother live at home with you?
Yeah. So then I had the chance to talk to my wife, Lana, from the Jeff and Lana Show, by the way, which will be coming back around May 1st. Whatever weekend is closest to May 1st.
Oh, so you got celebrity on your interview.
Yeah. Oh, and talking to her, of course, about European gardening, the Continental Mountain area, and also some Mediterranean where her brother lives in that area. So let's check that out.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you on the Jabbercast Gardening 101 show, my wife and co-host of the Jeff and Lana Show, Lana.
Hi.
Here to talk to us about gardening European style. In the continental mountain surrounded area and also the Mediterranean area. Welcome to the show, Lana.
Thank you.
You're not necessarily a gardener. You've seen a lot of gardening. Your mother gardens.
Yeah. I mean, gardening over there is not considered something you do to relax it's a means, you know, to make an end. My mom used to have beautiful flower beds around the house. You would sit in the front yard and, you know, you can reach over there for a beautiful rose or, you know, any other flower. And as the war happened and the economy dropped and plummeted down, my parents were forced to take all the flower beds out and, you know, garden any food, any veggies possibly that will grow to survive, right? So now when you sit there, you reach over for cherry tomatoes instead of the flowers.
Right.
Seriously, right behind you, there's like a handful, which is great because they're all organic. None of this sprayed.
Mm-hmm.
You can snack, right, like off the tree, off the branch, whatever.
Are there odd things growing over there that you just don't find here? Like what are some of the other fruits and things like that you might grow there? That
typically, not odd, you'll see them here, but you won't see that type of plum. It's called a Bosnian plum.
Mm-hmm.
It's a smaller type of plum, not like the big round ones, but they have, I don't know, like more like an oval shape. They're much smaller and they're very tasty, actually. My mom would make jam out of them, and my dad makes plum brandy. It's like the annual big thing that they do for three days in a row with his family. Like all the guys gather and they make plum brandy.
What about berries?
Berries?
Lots of different kinds of berries. Did you guys grow your own berries, or found naturally?
No, we never grew berries. I think my mom attempted a few times strawberries, and they were fine. But I remember nothing, and I mean, I tell you, I don't care what strawberry I try here, tastes as good as a forest wild strawberries, little tiny, tiny ones, right? And my parents had a house, still do, in the mountains, my grandfather's land, and we would just spend summer or winter there. And that was one of the things. We would go in the woods, and we would take the long, long straws, right? And we would put the little strawberries on and make like a little chains of a small strawberries and then bring them home and then eat them.
Right.
Or as we go, like, you know, and it was just the most incredible taste.
And what about as far as teas? I know your mother dries a lot of different things to make teas. Does she grow these things herself, or is that again
sage,
wild?
Sage she grows in her garden.
Mm-hmm.
She grows a sage bush, and there's a certain time when you pick sage, and then she puts it and dries it naturally, like air dried,
right?
Up in the in the attic, and they do also with different kind of herbs that they collect on the meadows and like surrounding areas. That I think they pretty much like that comes like from your grandmothers to your, they know which herb is good for kind of ailments. And as a kid, I remember my mom would never give us a pill for stomach pain.
Mm-hmm.
It was always peppermint tea, sage tea, this kind of tea for this ailment. Like it would just, and I still do that till today. If I have upset stomach, I make myself peppermint tea and it helps me, like chamomile. And that's all grown you know, and picked, except like a sagebrush that she grows.
Over here, there's a lot of people garden just to do as a hobby or in their spare time, but over there, it just seems like you're gardening for a reason. It's for the food.
I think the only time you garden for fun was when you were doing flowers, and my mom loves her flowers.
To make your yard look pretty and that type of thing.
It looks pretty, the front of a house. I mean, people would stop and ask, oh, wow. But right now, I turned it down. It turned to basically, you needed to, you know, you shouldn't have to go to the market because they grow their own tomatoes, peppers, onions, potatoes, incredible.
Are these things that your mother would grow in?
They still do.
At home? Yeah.
That's what they do. Like, this is like a more regular kind of veggies, like a pumpkin. Not pumpkin, it's a different type of.
Gourds?
Yeah, that kind of thing. You know, my mom makes like a pies out of them and all that stuff.
Squash?
And she freezes rhubarb. A lot of stuff. Not rhubarb. We don't have that. No.
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 And what about the more Mediterranean area, like where your brother lives? I know he has fig trees.
Yes. He has fig tree in his front yard, pomegranate tree.
Pomegranate tree.
And they're incredible. I don't remember as a kid pomegranate trees as much. I remember pomegranates eating them. But that was the first time when I actually noticed that they are very, very tiny little trees.
Really?
All grown.
Fair-sized fruit for a little tree.
Well, to give you an example, my brother had a size, I would say about 3 to 4 pounds per one.
Wow.
And they would be like huge. And you think this tree would...
Natural.
There's nothing... And you think this little tree would break? No. It holds up all the weight. And the figs, they're the most amazing fruit because they don't just get ripe and then you pick them and you're done. They give you, when they start, it's about a month of product, right, on one tree.
Yeah.
So every day you pick up a pound or so of fresh, ripe figs.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other ones, smaller ones, that are still green. So by the time, they just keep coming.
Right.
So you have the whole month of fresh figs. The only reason is that the Mediterranean climate is much warmer. Like, you'll grow apricots, you'll grow peaches, or grapes. I mean, incredible.
Grapes,
my brother doesn't have a fence. He has he has grapes around his whole house.
Mm-hmm.
In front yard, he has rosemary bushes for his fence.
When you were back home or when you were younger, did you help harvest any of the things in your mother's garden?
And
did you also help seed and stuff like that?
No.
Or?
No. My mom never, that was at times when they didn't really need to do gardening to have a home.
It wasn't until later.
No,
so at that time, she was more doing things
flowers.
For visual, flowers.
Yeah, she enjoyed
plants
that,
and things like that as well in the house. And
is
she doing
she's
that
amazing.
A lot?
Yes.
Planting
she's very good with that.
Did she do anything to treat soil or anything like that? Or was it always just natural soil?
She would bring the stuff from my grandpa's farm.
Manure?
Manure.
Okay.
She would do it with
Did she ever use finished tea bags? Or people use tea leaves
grounds.
For coffee grounds.
Coffee
grounds.
Okay. Coffee grounds for plants. But I never inherited my mother's green thumb. She'll make any plant just thrive in a house.
Mm-hmm.
I kill the plastic ones. I mean, I'm just, I don't.
Kill the plastic.
I don't have, seriously, I just don't have that. My sister's.
Have you ever talked to a plant before?
No.
Okay.
I'm pretty forgetful when it comes to plants, even to change the water. So I don't have that ability. I remember picking berries and hazelnuts. That's not, of course, that's like just wild in there.
You guys didn't actually have your own nut bushes or trees or anything.
Well, they
like
were
that.
On the grounds of our
mountain. They just grew naturally then.
Mountain,
Thanks for taking the time to talk to us on our Jabbercast show here about Gardening 101.
Thank you.
And coming soon,
the Jeff and Lana show.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye.
Okay. That's ends our interview segment.
We'd like to thank those people for coming on and giving us lots of good content and their take on gardening.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's loud, Mike. And we got to get right to the next thing.
And we have our music segment coming up.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
What have you got for us this week?
This week's song is a song by, I'm assuming Joe Walsh wrote the song, but you're saying that it's probably an originally a James Gang song.
Yeah, absolutely was.
Okay.
Yeah, either on Rides Again or I think it was on Rides Again, actually.
Yeah. And this song is Tend My Garden.
Here we are.
Ooh. We're just
sleeping on the job. You ever hear that song, Sleeping on the Job by Ian Gillan? Anyways, we don't have time for that right now.
No.
So there you have that, and we're going to get slip right into our Tech Talk.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, Tech Talk with Big Jay and Lippo. What do you got for us?
Okay, I got these. I was using soup cans before for the string and the cans.
Oh, yeah, now telephone.
I'm using the
Teletubby. Sorry.
No, I'm not using cans and strings. What I was going to mention today was the...
get it out, man. We're already on overtime here.
Bell Canada, which has the Simpatico internet service.
Right.
They supply other wholesale internet access to other small regional companies because they own the lines in the ground. They just kind of rent it out sort of.
Exactly.
So if an internet provider says you have unlimited downloads, it's because Bell Canada told these individual companies that this is what we're going to give you. Mm-hmm. However, Bell, who runs the wires, packet shape and throttle the internet that they give to these regional internet providers.
Okay.
So now these regional internet providers are mad as hell, and so are their customers, because all of a sudden, between usually the hours of 7 and 11 at night, they notice that their speeds go down because they throttle it. Bell Canada's throttling it. So this is something that you really have to... If you're using Simpatico, you're screwed, and I highly recommend you move somewhere else, because for one thing, they overcharge, and if you have a problem, you have to be on the phone for at least half an hour to get to talk to somebody if you actually want to have a conversation with somebody. But if you're going to hook up with a independent internet provider, make sure you talk to them about this and say if it's not fast all the time, you might want to get reimbursed or pay a different price or whatever, because this is a problem throughout North America as far as getting your internet into your house. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that are coming to a boil, I think, right now in the tech world, especially here in Canada. Any tech thing that you wanted to...
No, nothing from me today.
Okay, let's...
move on to the jabber quote.
You bet. Jabber quote, jabber quote, jabber quote. Mm-hmm. Jabber quote, jabber quote, jabber quote. Mm-hmm. Lips sink ships.
Okay, this week's jabber quote brought to us by Stephen Larry.
Fine purveyors of gardening tools.
Okay.
Get your shovel there. Stephen Larry's.
You mean old Harley Davidson?
Shovelhead, yes.
What have you got for us? What's the jabber quote this week?
It's from George Bernard Shaw.
Okay.
Very famous.
One of my favorites.
He's an awesome writer. He said, the best place to seek God is in a garden. Mm. You can dig for him there.
Eden.
Oh, the Garden of Eden.
Sure. Garden of the Lord, I like to call it. Jesus.
So what do you think of that? You can dig for him there.
He is of the earth.
Is he?
He's of the earth.
We are of the earth.
That's right. He made us of the earth, and we are in his image. And so there you have that.
Image. Very good. I just think that's kind of a cool thing. I think gardening for a lot of people is a spiritual experience. Mm-hmm.
It's all of the earth. It's spiritual. It's of the mind and maybe a mindset and that type of thing. It's
for sure.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, you're making something grow. There's nothing on earth here that's like growing something out of the ground.
Growing and it's kind of magical. Seeding from somewhere. It is. Yeah.
So
just like a child.
Something like that.
All right. Next week on the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo, which by the way you can visit on the web at www.thejabbercast.com. You can go to the program guide there, or sorry, not the program guide, but the schedule page, and see what shows that we have coming up. and as well the podcast page where you can listen to and download the shows. But we would prefer that you get them through the iTunes store by subscribing there for free. You can search Big JD or the Jabbercast there. And as well, you can go to the contact page of our website and
go to the My Chingo widget there and click record a message, and we'll get that message and play it on the air if it's cool enough.
If you must email us, it's hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. We're available live at Showtime every Sunday morning, 11 till 12 on Yahoo Messenger.
Yep. Username, The Jabbercast. Hop on and join the conversation.
Join the fun. Next week, vandalism. Rattle cans on a building, ballpoint pen in the bathroom stall, breaking windows, breaking into cars, and good old B&E's. Vandalism next week on The Jabbercast. Just the way you looked at me.
That's interesting. Okay, well, thanks a lot for listening, everybody. See you next week.
See ya.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.